Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me in studio, and yes, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, is someone from the Holy Spirit Radio family in the past. And you'll all remember a very special gentleman by the name of Gary Zimak, Mr. Gary Zimak.
Dave,
how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad you established the fact that we're alive. It's
yes.
Good to be back with your brother.
Proof of life, Gary.
It is good to be back here. Good to be in this studio again. Good to be live.
Yes. Well, how are things? Briefly, and then we're going to go. I'm going to ask you to do St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit. But are you doing well now, you and your family?
We are doing great, my brother. We are doing great. I'm still speaking, writing, and doing some radio, doing whatever I can to spread the good news. Just finished the manuscript for a new book. It's going to be an Advent devotional.
Excellent.
Things are going really well, but it's good to be back with you. Good to see your smiling face. You're still good looking.
Yeah, really. A little bit older, but a few more wrinkles. Gary, would you please read St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit?
I would. You know, Dave, this is one of my favorite prayers. I know this is a special prayer for the station. It's a special prayer for me personally. It's a special prayer for you. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. You and I need all the help we can get from the Holy Spirit. So let's channel that,
absolutely, Gary,
that power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. And ladies and gentlemen, we are live. So I invite you, if you are driving, and I'm going to do a little pitch right off the bat, okay? We're in September of 2023, and this is the time of year in the EWTN universe, if you will, and all the affiliates, a lot of them are doing their pitch. I mean, their fundraiser, because we are listener-supported.
Right.
And we here at Holy Spirit Radio, Dale is in the midst of doing a mailer to our faithful family of listeners. Mm-hmm. But in October, you know, we're going to have something a little bit more. And we, you know, it may be live. A lot of time it is, the last couple of years, it's been a recorded radiothon. But
right. You
and I have done radiothons in the past.
We have.
Yes. And
I think, unless I'm mistaken, I think that's the first time you and I worked together on the air was during a radiothon.
Exactly. Exactly. Here it is briefly. One time Dale said, hey, Dave and Gary, why don't you guys go live at 6:30 a.m.? You know, and that was the first pitch. It was on a Wednesday or whatever.
Right.
We go live at 6:30 a.m. Okay, Dale, you know. Yes, sir. and you loyal and faithful listeners, what did you do? You were listening, and you did call. You called with pledges. So I'm going to put out, have it on your heart and mind, and I know things are tough, and tight sometimes in the country. But if you have any, even the smallest amount, at some point in the near future or when you can, and you're not already a contributor to Holy Spirit Radio, you can basically, we're asking, give a little, right, Gary?
Yeah, yeah.
To help us and keep on the air with all those expenses.
You know,
I won't turn this into a radio
thing. No. But, you know, Dave, I know it's not easy to ask, but
but
we know from past experience that our listeners do want to get involved. They do want to participate. They do want to share in the mission. Yeah. And this is a mission that's needed in the world. You don't hear this kind of programming unless you tune into Catholic radio. You know,
absolutely.
We bring the gospel, we deliver the good news to a world that very much needs to hear the good news.
Yeah, I like to segue from that because in our little warm-up, you know, you were saying you're still doing your apostolate, following the truth, but summer times are a little slow.
Right.
But sometimes where you go and a parish mission, that's what you call it, you know, but people come up to you and say, hey, Hey, Gare, we really miss Spirit in Spirit in the Morning that Gary and I did for 2 years. But that's nice. It must be nice to hear that.
It is, Dave. You know, we touched people. We touched a lot of souls. There's no doubt about it. Every time I speak in the area, mm-hmm. people do say, you know, I miss you guys. I miss what you used to do in the morning. Mm-hmm. Dave, what we were trying to do, we were trying to bring hope. We're trying to give hope to people who needed a little hope, who needed a little bit of a boost.
Absolutely.
And we were on the air for, what, 2 years? We started
almost
in
2017.
We finished in 2019, correct?
No, I know it was 2016. To end of September of 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the time...
It was a fabulous show.
It was great. It was something I needed to move on at that mm-hmm. time because I was working mm-hmm. in a parish and had to spend more time with my family. But, boy, those days were great. I mm-hmm. still have all of my notes and the guests we had on the program. Yeah, and it was really special. So I'm grateful to you for being with me for so many years.
Yeah, likewise.
And here we are again.
Yeah, yeah. You would book all the call-in guests.
Yeah.
So I would call them, you know, before each segment, but I still have a pile of those,
do you?
Those our guests, and they were awesome guests.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit gave us some great guests, and we played good music, good inspirational music,
yeah.
and you know, Let's not. How can we not talk about Frank Eliasson?
Absolutely.
He's the guy who kept us on the air because, brother, the two of us couldn't have done it, right?
I know. A couple times we tried, folks. It was ugly.
Okay? It
wasn't beautiful.
Hey, speak for yourself.
but Frank's the man. You know, I tell people he took us from the wires and tubes era to digits. He digitized the station.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we were on the air, he'd come in and change a mic or do something. But anyways, I want to kind of bring it back in. But Gary, you know, part of my segue was, you know, and your parish missions, you know, that's, you're doing that, but you're also writing more.
Right.
So,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Gary's latest book in front of me. It's When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. It says biblical advice to help you trust in difficult times. And I heard you a couple weeks back because you're a regular on Sunrise Morning Show
with
Matt Swaim and Anna Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is it Matt? Matt usually interviews you, sometimes
Correct.
Anna. But I heard, I mean, you're kind of unpacking this. I mean, sometimes you're unpacking this new book. So tell our listeners in Holy Spirit radio territory and wherever about this book and why did you, what drove you to write it besides the Holy Spirit?
You know, Dave, this one was in my mind for a while, but I was a little anxious about writing it because here's what this book is based on, this famous verse, this famous Bible verse written by St. Paul, Romans 8:28. We know that in everything, God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. So, Dave, I would use that verse frequently mm-hmm. when I'd be speaking. And one day I was speaking in Westchester, not too far from here. And it was after the talk, we did a Q&A. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this in the book. A woman raised her hand and said, look, I'm not trying to cause trouble, but I have to ask you a question. What happens when God doesn't work things for good? When the good doesn't get brought out of situations? And mm-hmm. she said, here's what I mean. I prayed for my husband to recover from an illness, and he died.
Mm.
A few months later, my son was sick. I prayed for his recovery, and he died. And she said, again, I just don't understand. And mm-hmm. she was not trying to cause trouble, but she asked a really good question.
Which many of us ask
absolutely.
In situations like that.
Because sometimes
situations.
We can't see the good, Dave. You
absolutely.
Know, and that's, so I knew that, and the Holy Spirit was kind of working on me. I knew that the book had to be written. But I just didn't know how I could go about explaining to somebody who's suffering in some way. You know, maybe mm-hmm. they lost a spouse. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they've got a terminal illness. How can I explain to them mm-hmm. that God's working good in this situation? Mm-hmm. So as he often does, the Holy Spirit gave me this idea. Look to the Bible mm-hmm. and look at biblical characters mm-hmm. where we can conclusively see God working good. This book is not a why book, Dave, because mm-hmm. I can explain sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look in the Bible, I used 15 cases of individuals in the Bible, starting with Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. ending with Job, mm-hmm. where the Bible shows us that God worked good. My hope is that somebody could look at these stories mm-hmm. and say, well, if he did good, if I can mm-hmm. see clearly how God worked good in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't fully comprehend what he's doing now, I'm going to choose to trust that he can bring good in my situation.
Yes.
So that's what the book is about, and it's been a great blessing, and I've gotten a lot of good comments on it.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned Parish Mission and Westchester, but for all those years that we did Spirit in the Morning, and even before that, I think you were doing, you know, with your under your apostolate, Following the Truth, which is how I came to know you, when you were recording some sessions here, and then Kathy Gasson would put you on, but she passed on, so I started producing that,
right,
or putting you on, taking you off. I went to a parish mission at St. Robert Bellarmine.
Yeah.
It was probably March, or what? It was sometime late winter, early spring.
This year.
Of this year.
Yeah, I was back. I was there before. They actually brought me back, which was a good thing. And yeah, so we did another parish mission, a Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission.
Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, you know, I knew Gary would always bring a great parish mission. But you have to attend one. Gary is fabulous when he does those parish missions, and I'm so glad I did. So Gary, yeah, you were awesome, brother.
I appreciate it. You know, Dave, it's all the Lord working through. You know what you know who I am, right?
Yeah,
you know
I do.
The knucklehead that I am.
Yeah.
But you too. I mean, no offense, but
well, I am a
you know who you are. Look, the Lord can work with
knuckleheads
like us because we're willing to say yes and willing to let Him to work through us and. You know, and that's I'm grateful for what you said. And the Lord's been good to me. I've been in full-time ministry now for close to 12 years.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just going to keep doing what I can to let people know that there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. And, Dave, you know,
Amen.
People need to know that today. And they need to know just how real Jesus is.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think so many times, even for us, it's easy to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can't see Him with our eyes. We can't touch Him. And we have to believe in Him and encounter Him through faith. And sometimes the world just seems a whole lot more real than the Lord does. And my job, your job,
oh, yes.
We want to remind people He's real.
He's real.
He's real.
Yes. Very well said, Gary.
Thank you.
Seems like you've been doing this for a while.
I get fired up, brother.
I know.
I get fired up.
I wanted to bring you on. I usually tape or record Spirit of the Delaware Valley. But I said to Dale, when you said yes, you would come on and come up to the station.
Yeah.
I said, Dale, please, no, I said, can we go live? Can Gary and I go live for like old time's sake in a way, but because you were so good. So he
Thank
did.
You.
He said yes, and here we are. And let me segue over to this very important but solemn day, the Memorial 9/11. So, I mean, what a solemn day. And I just want to bring that, you know, that solemn, horrific day. You know, into your minds and into your hearts, and you know, just pray for the families and for those who perished first of all in the towers, and then not only the towers but the EMS, you know, all the firefighters that gave their lives, paid the ultimate sacrifice, gave it up to go help their fellow, you know, men and women, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I just wanted to bring that out. And, you know, we here at Holy Spirit Radio are keeping everyone in prayer, families who survived. And then there are those, and I was watching some this morning, but, you know, some of the toxic waste and material that, you know, from all the fires and all that stuff, some experiencing some really bad maladies from the effects of the toxic material. So we got to keep those families in prayer.
You know, Dave, I'm really glad you brought that up because when we look at that situation, we remember, or we should remember, all of those souls who didn't expect to die that day.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a reminder for us that we don't know when the Lord's going to say it's time to come home.
Yes.
We have to be ready. Maybe some of them weren't ready. So absolutely, we need to pray for them, for their souls, for the souls of their families as well, because people are still grieving. They're still affected by that. Dave, it's a reminder that evil does exist. Evil is real, I think.
Yes, it is.
But that God can always bring good out of it. We may, you know, here's a classic case. We might not see the good that came out of that, but I'm sure there were conversions that took place. We do know that the churches were packed after 9/11.
Absolutely.
People flocked to church.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying that God willed that because He does not will evil, but God could bring good out of that. We're not going to see all the good necessarily, but mm-hmm. we did see good. We saw people yes. helping out. We saw people in the churches. We saw people recognizing God's existence again. We saw his name in the newspapers mm-hmm. and over the airwaves. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to remember. We don't want to forget. And boy, it's just, you know, David, I remember that day I was still working in the software industry at the time. Mm-hmm. I went to work just as if it was another day, and mm-hmm. I started hearing the word. And then Eileen called me at home. My wife called mm-hmm. me from home saying, did you see what just happened? So it was astonishing, and it's a reminder for all of us that this mm-hmm. life is not guaranteed. You know, we just don't know when it's going to be our time, and we just need to remember that and make sure that we're ready. Right, Dave? We don't mm-hmm. know
Absolutely,
when
yeah.
we're going to be called home, so yes. do we do our best to be
ready. Yeah, we get up and we're feeling good,
yep.
you know, maybe have a few aches and pains or maybe someone going through some serious stuff,
mm-hmm.
but yet still we wake up. And
yeah.
then, you know, most of us don't think, maybe I'll speak for myself, I might die today, but I'm trying to do that
right.
to be cognizant through my prayer time in the morning, reading the Magnificat, and other prayer, you know, ways, and in contemplation and Lectio Divina. Yeah, I mean, this could be my last day. But that's a stark reality, and sometimes we don't want to look at that. We don't want to look at that.
But I think it's a good thing. I'm so glad yeah. you're saying that. You know, it's so funny. I did not expect to use a Frank Sinatra quote, but this is one of my favorite quotes from Old Blue Eyes. He used to say this, live every day like it's your last, and one day you'll be right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have
yeah,
no
amen.
Idea where he was coming from with
yeah.
that theory, but
yes.
as Christians, that is exactly what we should do. I'm here today. I am so glad that you and I are in this studio. Hopefully, I'm going to make it through the entire show and still be here, because you're going to be left with some dead air if I expire in the middle of the show.
Don't say that, brother.
But, you know, like, we
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah.
So
know.
You and I, we're here together. We're healthy enough to do this
yes.
program. Praise
amen.
The Lord. And I just want to say, and I don't want to take this show over because...
I get
excited.
We do so well together. We share a lot.
We do. Yeah. We do. And I know somebody is listening right now who is feeling down, who is feeling hopeless, who is feeling that there is this problem, whatever it is not going to work out. Dave and I are here to say that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And if you invite
amen,
the Lord
brother.
Into your mess, into your storm, he might not cure the storm or fix the storm externally, but he's definitely going to make it better inside. You know, and that's what I've learned.
Yes.
Sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms the sailor. But
absolutely.
there is hope. Don't let anybody tell you there isn't hope. There is hope.
All the time, Gare. Well, I was going to... we have a few minutes, maybe about 10 minutes, Gare, you know, because we're doing live and...
I knew the time was going to fly, brother.
Yeah, we are. I had no doubt, no bow to doubt it.
In
my mind, that you and I could go, we could go longer if we wanted
we
to.
We didn't rehearse this either.
Well, maybe
right?
maybe 10 more minutes.
We didn't talk about this.
We did not.
Because I knew the Holy Spirit would help us.
Amen, brother. Amen. And you're so good, Gare. But what I want to bring up, ladies and gentlemen, I live in Fairless Hills, Bucks County, and... every 9/11, at the Garden of Reflection, it's in Lower Makefield, they have a memorial service.
Mm.
I've gone to it not every year, but it's very solemn because there were, I think, at least 18, I think there were 18 Bucks Countyans that were working in the World Trade Center that day, and they perished.
Wow.
So that's why this memorial came about. And across the country. There are many solemn ceremonies of remembrance of that horrific time in American history. And I do, you know, I know a lot of people struggle with that. Some may not. But when I went to Mass this morning,
right.
Just thinking, I was praying, Lord, I mean, I called my son, who retired from the Army a couple years ago. I retired a long time ago. But I thanked him for his service because he went in 2001. I called my other son later in the day who did, you know, he was commissioned, Michael, and Ryan's the older one, but I just thanked them for their service. And I was just saying, I got choked up just talking to my
right,
son.
Right.
And, Ryan said, Dad, are you okay? And I said, yeah, but I get angry, and a lot of us still do. We harbor that about those brothers and sisters that were taught all humanity, but
yeah.
those evil folks attacked us.
Yeah.
They did that. So it comes down to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So I was praying about that at Mass today. Lord, give me the capacity. You say that, you know, if we harbor any of that ill will or hate, we're not forgiving our brothers and sisters, or brothers in that case. So there's a lot of working out that many people still have to do about that. But that's what the high calling that the Lord Jesus calls each of us. We need to forgive. So, I mean, I'm bringing this up just off the top of my head. But again, it's because it's tough for me sometimes when I think how those people, you know, did that to my country.
Right.
You know?
And Dave, if I could, I want to say you are the most patriotic person that I've ever met. And I want to publicly thank you for your service. I know what your country means to you. I mean, you and I know each other well, and I know how patriotic you are, how much you love God, and how much you love your country. Mm-hmm. And for you to be able to say, we need to forgive, that takes something. That's hard.
It does.
But see, that's why you're such a good man.
I'm trying.
You're a disciple of Jesus, and Jesus is telling you, Dave Parker, mm-hmm. you need to forgive.
Yes.
And Dave, you're saying, I love my country. It's hard for me to forgive.
You should see Gary. He's holding it close to his chest. But I am clinging to the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost, because I hope to be, and I pray that by his good graces and forgiveness, I am with him for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to look at, the long game.
Yeah.
You know, this thing was a short game, but yes, it makes us angry.
And that's why you inspire me, Dave.
Yeah. Well, you inspire me.
And I'm saying this publicly, off the air, I'm going to tell you what I really think. But your faith inspires me.
You should hear
me.
What Father Guckin sometimes says about me.
But you're an inspiration.
Sorry, Father Guckin.
You inspire me to be a better Christian. So thank you for your service.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Thank you. And you're serving the country. I mean, you're out there. I mean, after a 30-year career in software, I mean, lo and behold, you didn't realize you're going to get laid off.
No.
That's your story.
No, I did not.
But you were praying. You were kind of on the comeback.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord was pulling you back, right?
Yeah.
And then that happened. And you talk about dark times in your life.
Yeah, at the time. But, you know, it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. But. Yeah. Dave, you know, once you encounter Jesus, once you get to have that encounter, once he becomes real to you, you can't turn your back on him. And I think that's why you're here. That's why I'm here. That's why we do what we do, because we need to serve the Lord. And we're here to just say that we love Jesus. He's so good to us. And we want you to know that he is good. He will be good to you. He loves you. He wants you to come back. Maybe you're straying a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't know him as well as you should. Mm-hmm. Today is that day, I think, to say, all right, Lord, I surrender to you. Lead me. You know, and that's scary, Dave, right?
Yes. It is.
But you're a military guy.
Yeah.
You know what it's like to take orders.
Oh, yes.
Right? But now we're taking them from somebody who loves us unconditionally, all right, Lord, aye, aye, sir.
Yeah, I was going to quip about my wife.
I'm not going. You're on your own, brother.
I take orders.
You're on your own, my man.
I'm still taking orders. I love you, Barbara. I had to throw that. Thanks, Gare. Well, Gare, with about a few short minutes that we have left, why don't you tell our listeners what the book is and how they can get it.
When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. That's my latest book, and the easiest place to get it is directly from my website. I have links to all my books at followingthetruth.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gare. And you did mention in our warm-up, you're working on something else?
I have, my best-selling book ever is Give Up Worry for Lent. That's by far, that's my best-selling book. And I was praying about it, and I thought, there needs to be an Advent devotional, a daily devotional for Advent.
Yes.
So I just finished writing a book. It's going to be out sometime next year, 2024. The book's going to be tentatively called Finding Peace in Advent. It's a daily Advent devotional. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about it.
Thank you, Gare. Your publisher, who is your publisher?
Carl, I've got five different publishers, but the last several books were all from Ave Maria Press, and they've been so good to me, and we've been a good team for several books now.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, many of you know about the Sunrise Morning Show coming out of Sacred Heart Radio in Cincinnati with Anna Mitchell and Matt Swaim, but Gary is a frequent guest, 6:35 a.m. Wednesday morning.
That's exactly right.
Eastern time.
We've been doing that for about 10 years every Wednesday.
Yeah, before we would go on at 7 o'clock, you would go into our break room, shut the door.
And get away from you.
Thank you.
No,
exactly.
I'm just kidding, brother. No, I would do the Sunrise Morning Show before we went on the air.
I broke the lock on that door.
I miss you, brother.
I miss you too, Gary. Anyway, but serious, I want to get a plug out. So, we're podcasting your show.
I appreciate that. Yeah I do a weekly show that airs on Holy Spirit Radio.
Yeah, it does. And I know you're on many platforms, and you are doing God's work, as and He is leading you as He can lead all of us, ladies and gentlemen. He's led me. He continues to lead me. And we just need to submit on a daily basis and, you know, give up our selfish pride when we get our back up or get arrogant and whatever. Whatever. We have to follow the Lord. Gare. Okay.
Dave.
I know what we used to do, but at the top of the Spirit in the morning.
Yeah.
On the first segment, we would usually, especially on Monday, well, how did those Eagles do?
You know,
how did those Eagles do?
Dave, we won, right?
Yeah, we won.
A win is a win is a win. But, as my wife Eileen said yesterday, that was painful.
Yeah.
I hope it gets a little better. I don't know. But, hey, we won. I'm excited. A win in the NFL is a good thing.
Yeah,
right?
And everyone's learning, you know, all the preseason stuff. It's not like the real deal, and you hit the first game. So I'm sure many adjustments are being made on every team this Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
In practice, yeah.
Exactly.
So hopefully we're all proud of you, Eagles, and the whole team.
Exactly. Right? You bet.
All right. Well, thanks, Gary. I knew you'd enjoy a little sports in there.
I love it. Hey, good David. You know, it's so good to be back with you.
Likewise.
It's so good to be back with you. And maybe we'll study the game film, and maybe we'll get better the next time we get to do this. But thank you. Thank you for
next
inviting
me.
Next
time we do this, we might have it have Frank set up a YouTube.
You better sound good. The boss is looking at us right
uh-oh.
Now.
Uh-oh. I can't turn around. I might strain myself. No, anyways. Hi, Dale. Hey, Dale and Jane Meyer of Holy Spirit Radio, thank you for this opportunity.
I'm grateful. Okay. Yes, thank you.
And, Gare, okay, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure,
Gare,
Dave.
And you're always welcome. And, again, maybe
I'll be here tomorrow, okay?
Okay. You know what? There's so many.
You bring breakfast, okay?
Yeah, the horses are waiting for you.
Yeah, aren't they? Are. Oh, gosh. Oh, man, we got to come again and do this and just reminisce one day, right?
Gary came up with the horses next door in this beautiful pastoral setting where Holy Spirit Radio is. And Gary said, I really never, you know, I don't know horses.
I don't.
And I got about 30 seconds.
But I don't.
And we kind of walked over to the fence, and we were like, you know, come on, horse, come on.
And then they came, Dave. I didn't know what they were going to do, but they were going to eat.
Gary says to me, like, Dave, what do I do now?
Yeah, I know.
How do you talk to a horse? I said, Gary. Like you usually. Anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This is Dave Parker and Holy Spirit Radio and my special guest, Mr. Gary Zimak. And he graced us with his presence on Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And I hope you stay tuned for the encoring and replaying of that and all the programming on Holy Spirit Radio. So this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bidding you a great day, and God bless, and take care.